Hello and welcome to the You and Numeric podcast. I'm Howard Hudson and this week we're joined by Tina Sabey, who recently defended her PhD thesis on successfully managing alliance portfolios. Now, you say that firms increasingly depend on numerous external partners to overcome strategic uncertainty, to access foreign markets, and to share expertise. As a result, many firms have built whole networks of alliance relationships with competitors, suppliers, and customers from a variety of industrial and national backgrounds. It all sounds rather complicated, but your basic premise is that only half of all commercial alliances succeed, and key to that success is what you call alliance capability. So, can you define for us this alliance capability and explain why it's so important nowadays?
Right. Alliance capability means proficiency or superior skill in managing alliances. Mm-hmm. It means that companies need to learn how to manage alliances, and they need to transform this knowledge into something like tangibles, something like handbooks, something like training programs, which will enable them to successfully manage their relationships. Mm-hmm. And also that they train their managers inside the company to manage these alliances successfully. And the difference is that usually companies would just rely on this trial and error approach mm-hmm. to managing alliances. They would just start
muddling through.
Exactly. They okay. would just start to find a partner and just try it out. Mm-hmm. But this would also mean that they could not capture lessons from that.
Okay. But don't you say elsewhere that it's really important to have the learning by doing approach? Isn't that muddling through? Or is that not structured? Is that what you're saying?
It's not structured in the beginning, and that's why it's suited for companies who are just starting to develop alliance capability. So they first just have to do these alliances, and by that they can gain more experience. But as they engage in more of these alliances, they have to start to capture these lessons.
So it's not a question of just hiring a few management consultants for a week. I mean, how much time do they have to invest in developing these tools and handbooks and expertise?
This does depend on their prior experience base. So companies who are already experienced, who have already engaged in many alliances, they probably could benefit from these consultants. But imagine if you have a company that has no prior experience base and this a consultant come and they will leave after a week, how can they benefit from this expertise? Mm-hmm. So they need to design some learning mechanisms that can capture this expertise from external and to keep it also for the future.
Okay, so how many people and how much time, I mean, would they need to invest in this on an average week, for example?
We had this question in our survey on how many responsible people they had in this, and it was interesting to find out that they don't need that many, but they need to have an institutionalized approach, which means they should build up a department that is responsible for alliance management. They can train their business managers to become specialized in alliance management. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have many people, but those people they have, they should have this knowledge on how to manage their alliances.
Okay. I mean, it sounds relatively expensive on the face of it. I mean, what's the return on investment? Is it worth it?
I agree with you that this is very expensive, and it was very surprising in the study to find out that many companies use so many of these different training programs, they use these different management tools, which is really expensive, as you said. So the value of our study is to really just pick those management tools that fit the company. Mm-hmm. And if they do that, and then they can successfully manage their portfolio of alliances, they can stay competitive in the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you tell us a little bit more about, your empirical research? How many firms in how many sectors and how many countries did you actually speak to?
We conducted an online survey among companies from all over the world. We had 200 companies, 86% were from the US and then from the EU, the European Union, and some from other countries. And they mostly came from sectors such as ICT and pharmaceuticals, biotechnology, mm-hmm. probably because these are also the R&D intensive industries where you need collaboration to develop technologies together.
So mainly first world companies?
Yes.
Any developing world countries?
Yes, we had some respondents from African companies, as well as an increasing number we had from Chinese, Chinese companies.
And yes. were there any big differences in the results?
We didn't check for cultural or for country differences, but that's actually going to be the question of my future research, because I think it's very interesting to assess if there are some countries who have a higher state of alliance capability. Uh-huh. and maybe to find out like policies, how other countries can like increase their proficiency of the companies.
Okay, so what recommendations after all this research do you have for building and maintaining alliance portfolios?
I found that many companies do the mistake of just viewing their alliance portfolio as a collection of individual alliances, but it's really important to adopt a portfolio perspective. This means for every choice they make, they should take into account if this choice makes sense for the whole portfolio. So if they select a new partner, they should not only ask if this partner makes sense now for this task or for developing a certain technology, but if it makes sense for the whole portfolio, if it fits.
So in other words, you might have two partners which would never fit together and that would actually compromise the entire portfolio. Is that what you're saying?
It would be the best if you could choose partners where you can achieve some synergies within the portfolio, where you can like transfer knowledge within the portfolio.
Example
is that if you have certain technology-based alliances, then of course the next partner you would choose has to fit within the strategy.
Are there any blanket solutions, or is the tailored approach the only one of real value here? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think the main conclusion of the study is that we need tailor-made recommendations for companies, and we do that. We are able to provide companies with a detailed list of which management tools are most effective given the company's specific characteristics and needs.
Tina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Howard.